In a season when pedophilia scandals are all over the front pages, it's not surprising that Harris Merkin's ideas have gained attention beyond the limited readership of the Journal of Homosexuality, where they were published a couple of years ago. Professor Merkin, who is chairman of the Political Science Department at the University of Missouri, Kansas City campus, wrote that the concept of child molestation, like homosexuality, is a culture and class-specific modern creation. Professor Merkin writes neutrally of intergenerational sex, which has been defined as deviance, he says, by a bourgeois sexual majority. Professor Merkin, first, I've read your article, and I read it as a work of analysis, not advocacy. I just want to check, you don't consider yourself an advocate of adults having sex with children, do you?
No, the article was not an article of advocacy. It was looking at the concepts that are involved in sexual politics.
And you don't count yourself as a pedophile or being actively involved with any organization that's pedophile?
I am not a pedophile, and I am not part of any organization or a clandestine organization that is involved in it.
Well, give us the nutshell version of your thesis in the article. What is it that, as you would say, intergenerational sex has in common with homosexuality or female sexuality?
What the three of those have in common is the political reaction to them. I mean, they all involve sex. They all were forbidden topics in which mainstream politics essentially said, these are concepts that undermine the morality of the United States and of the American family. Feminism, obviously, because it would destroy the role of the woman and mother. Homosexuality, because the homosexual would seduce your brother, your husband, and your kid. And the initial response in both of those areas and in the pedophile area was one that said, there will be no discussion, no analysis of concepts. These things are just simply unspeakably evil. So as a political scientist, I was intrigued because where this politics differed from other politics is that the sort of minority group or the small group was thought of as unspeakably evil. That differentiated it from most other politics.
I can hear, I can imagine at least, hundreds of thousands of people in the audience saying, exactly, unspeakable. That is exactly what I'm thinking right now. There's no parallel between a young child and an adult, whatever the consensual tastes of the adult. Is there some age at which children simply are innocent and we cannot speak of them taking part in any consensual sexual act or any benign sexual act?
Well, for one thing, I haven't advocated children taking part in any sexual act at all. What I was writing about were post-pubescent children. I wasn't writing about very young kids, and most of the worry in this country has to do with kids, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. And I was just looking at the social construction of a teenager.
You seem to have caught the attention of the Missouri legislature, both houses of which have voted budget cuts for the University of Missouri, Kansas City campus, I gather, to somehow approximate the cost of your position. But there seems to be tremendous anger there about an article that would belittle the notion of crime and offense and immorality associated with a judgment straight away about sex with minors.
Yeah, well, first of all, they didn't read the article, okay? And they saw the word pedophilia in the title. And the initial reaction was against the discussion of pedophilia on a university campus. What they're really saying is it is a concept that we shouldn't even think about. We should make policy on the basis of unexamined premises and gut feelings.
Do you assume, then, that just as there's been a movement in the past toward broader definitions of healthy sexuality, that decades from now, sex between adults and children would be more acceptable?
No. What I thought is that the concepts ought to be unpacked a little bit, and the temperature ought to be lowered so that we could talk about different things. In other words, so that we could make a distinction between the rape of a kid and the hugging of a kid, so that we could have wise policy in the area. Mm-hmm. You know, if you advocate discussion, discussion doesn't necessarily mean legitimization. And the policy in the United States ought to be made on the basis of discussion of issues.
Well, Professor Merkin, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Harris Mirkin, political scientist and chairman of the Department of Political Science at the University of Missouri, Kansas City campus.